Cruise lines that sail Alaska waters are installing new pollution control equipment. It's aimed at clearing the air and meeting new regulations, but it's also dodging some stronger, more expensive measures, Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The stuff that comes out of cruise ship smokestacks can cloud the air, leaving a haze over port cities and plumes along their routes. But it's more than unsightly. Sulfur dioxide, ash, and other ingredients contribute to acid rain and smog. They can also cause respiratory problems and even death. That's why the Environmental Protection Agency set new emission standards for most vessels. That includes almost 30 large cruise ships sailing Alaska waters, some of which are getting new pollution control equipment.
One of the ships, which is the Solstice, is being retrofitted right now.
Rich Pruitt is Vice President of Environmental Stewardship for Royal Caribbean International, which will send 5 ships to Alaska this summer. He says about 20 of its vessels, close to half its worldwide fleet, are getting air emission control equipment called scrubbers.
By spraying water into the exhaust stream, the sulfur dioxide and particulate are basically captured in the water spray, and it effectively removes any sulfur dioxide, you know, up to about 98-99%, and a significant portion of the particulate.
He says the rest of the corporation's fleet will eventually get the technology, though it may try some other options. The cruise industry could meet EPA standards and upcoming international rules by switching to low sulfur fuel, which causes far less pollution. Pruitt says that's too expensive, and refineries may not be able to keep up with the demand. That's why the industry is installing scrubbers.
We're looking at this as a way of, you know, ensuring that we'll be able to be compliant regardless of where we operate.
Royal Caribbean is one of several worldwide lines installing scrubber technology. Carnival Corporation, which also owns Princess and Holland America lines, announced its intentions in 2013.
The only other major cruise line that brings ships to Alaska is Norwegian Cruise Lines, and they also have a program to start to install scrubbers on their existing ships.
John Binkley is president of the Alaska chapter of the Cruise Lines International Association. The new federal rules took effect in January, but Binkley says most ships weren't ready.
Each company has negotiated with the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, on a schedule and when they're going to bring certain ships into compliance.
Critics say the line should have been ready sooner. Chip Toma campaigned for a tax and pollution control initiative voters approved about 10 years ago.
The cruise lines fought that tooth and nail in the State Department and every chance they get in Washington, D.C. to try to scuttle that treaty.
He's encouraged by the new scrubber technology, but he says the line should also switch to low-sulfur diesel.
I think that the price of fuel, all fuel, is going to keep going down, and it's eventually going to be in everybody's best interest to just burn clean fuel.
Some critics say scrubbers only change air pollution into ocean pollution since the filtered water is disposed of overboard. Pruitt says Royal Caribbean ships, which include the Celebrity line, will treat the water and dispose of the resulting sludge on land. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.